start with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Great Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and we're just chilling in Jillian Harris's house. She's super prego. And Cleo's here. Sam's here. What you say?
Warwick.
Warwick's here. Leo's here. Nacho's here. The whole gang. People are, I don't know what you're talking about, but we're all here, and we're here to recap the finale of The Bachelorette. And here's my question. What the hell am I going to talk about next week? Like, what am I going to talk about when The Bachelorette's over?
You can still talk about me if you want to.
Well, then you better make this memorable so we still have something to talk about. No pressure.
I haven't had any wine to drink. Oh,
I know.
My goodness.
Are you a little nervous being sober?
I'm very nervous being sober because the last time we podcasted, we drank a lot of wine in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Are you guys to go back and listen to that podcast? I think it made it to like top two for a while.
It was top two. That was like the toppest of the top.
That's
for me.
That's the highest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah. Two Canadians. Yeah. Just, you know?
Hanging out right below Oprah.
You know how some people say two peas in a pod? Two Canadians in a podcast.
Aww.
That's us. We should start our own podcast. You know when I buy a place here?
Yes.
Well, we will start a podcast called Two Canadians in a Podcast.
I've always wanted to try the whole podcasting thing, especially since I have an opinion about everything. And it always makes people angry.
Yeah, but that's what makes a good podcast.
Oh.
That's what you want, opinions.
Okay. Oh, yes. Great.
Yeah. I have an opinion. You want to hear it?
Yes.
I should have waited because I'm trying to recap The Bachelorette, but I'm going to jump straight to the end of it.
Okay.
I have an opinion, the fact that my family was not invited. I think I bring this up every year. Was your family invited to the finale, the live finale?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that makes me feel
a little
bit better.
I was probably drunk.
Yeah, they were there. You're like, your family's like, actually, we were front row.
Okay, everyone, hold on 1 second. I've got some serious, deep questions for you to think about. Why can a car park itself these days, but we have to drive across town to take a test drive if we want to try out a new car? Why can we get approved for a mortgage in lightning speed, but buying a new car takes an entire day? How can an at-home test service tell my entire ancestry for the past millennium, but I can't see the price of a new car until I purchase it? These are all excellent questions, and people at Hyundai have wondered the same exact things. That's why they are making it all possible with the new Shopper Assurance Program. The program is based on four pillars. One, transparent pricing for convenience because, let's be real, knowing the price is always better than guessing the price. Two, flexible test drive that comes to you. You find the Hyundai you love, they bring it to you. Three, streamlined purchase for efficiency, no more stacks of papers at the dealership. And finally, a 3-day worry-free exchange, peace of mind, after you buy a car, what more could you possibly ask for? The future of car buying is available today with the Shopper Assurance Program, and it's not just car buying made easier. It's a chance to feel confident, respected, and at ease while making a great decision. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance for all the information. That's HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance. Okay, back to what I was saying.
Leo, do you want to come sit on my lap?
Hi, Leo. Do you want to sing Paw Patrol?
It's 11 o'clock at night. And
yeah, but
Leo,
it's a special night.
Leo is actually a great sleeper, but I think because with a new baby coming, every time that he calls for me or wakes up a little bit in the middle of the night, I run and go get him.
You're like, why not?
Yeah, that's
what's
it.
What's that, Leo?
Do you want to sing Paw Patrol?
Sing us your ABCs.
Sing ABCs.
No,
stay trite.
He got stage fright, which is very strange for Leo.
Yeah.
Because he's very intrigued by this.
Yeah.
Leo, what's your favorite song right now?
Paw Patrol.
That was good.
No, these are mommies. Mommies can keep those on, okay?
Oh my God.
Okay.
I just want to like, no offense, but I want to interview Leo.
Yes, no problem. Leo might be more interesting than me. He can't have alcohol, but he can have milk.
Leo, what's your favorite drink?
That.
That's Rosé.
What's your favorite TV show?
What do you like to watch on TV, Leo?
Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite song? ABCs?
That.
Why is it that kids always get into exactly what they're not supposed to?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay.
I mean, I honestly would happily interview Leo. Do you want to put on the glasses, Leo? Yeah, okay, you can. What did we think? And Peanut Gallery, feel free to chime in here. What did we think about the finale? Were you shocked?
Well, okay, so I haven't been following the season because I go to bed at around 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. The whole being pregnant, having a toddler, and not being able to drink in the summertime.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Nothing to do in the evenings. Yeah. What do?
You sleep.
You sleep. But I did watch a couple episodes. And one thing I love about Becca is because I have heard that some people said that this season's boring.
Oh.
Have you not heard that?
Yeah, because she's so normal. Because
she's so normal. So right. That's one of the things I like about her.
Yes.
Is that I feel like the odds are in her favor because she truly, like, I don't even want to say this, but like there for the right reasons. But you know, like truly, there's no like BS with her. Like she's really doesn't care about like the Instagram or the skinny gummy bear hair tea or whatever.
Oh, funny you brought that up. That is a sponsor on my podcast. This is a great, great insert for that.
Skinny gummy bear.
Bear hair.
Oh, sugar bear.
You're thinking skinny like tea. Flat tummy tea.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I won't
do that.
Does
the sugar bear gummies work? Because I really like gummies.
Okay, you know me.
Yes.
I will turn down things if I don't want to promote them. Yes. I was like, I'm not doing it on my Instagram. And then they sent me some. I tried it for 6 months before I did it. Cleo, my hair grew.
Because you hated your hair last summer. You were like talking about how thin it was.
Yes. But I also found an extra chin hair today. So I'm like,
yeah, it grows hair everywhere. And I'm Ukrainian. I don't need any more hair anywhere on my body.
Yeah. You've got great hair though.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah. But it's also good for your hair, skin, and nails.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, good. And what's it called again?
Sugar bear hair.
Sugar bear hair. Yes. And they're like little gummies.
Yeah.
So you get to have a gummy bear and it works on your hair at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's actually my treat at nighttime. Like,
fine, I'm down.
Yeah,
I'm down.
No, it's so delicious.
And can you overdose on them?
I've tried. Nothing happened.
Because I watched this show when I was a little kid. This kid wanted his hair to grow fast, and so he put this peanut butter solution on his hair, and then just kept on growing and growing and growing and growing.
He overdosed on peanut butter solution?
A lot of people in the 80s will know what I'm talking about.
Is it Canadian?
Probably.
This is what I'm saying. Okay, so when you were season 6 Bachelorette. I know we've talked about this on the other podcasts. Was it
no?
Season
I think
six?
Season 5.
You're 5?
I think so. I'm that old.
There was no social media.
No.
And you're like killing the game on social media.
Justin got me onto Instagram. I'm sure he's very pleased about that decision.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Billy Deck from Rocket Ranch in Chicago got me on Twitter. I told him.
Is that somebody I should know?
Everybody, a lot of people in Chicago. He's like Chicago's guy.
Oh,
and he owns a bunch.
Big Chicago guy.
Yeah, he owns.
He's
a bunch
the mayor
of
Chicago.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
the party mayor.
Okay,
yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, gummy bear hair, gummy bear hair. But I mean, she doesn't care about that.
Oh yeah, right.
So, but although I'm sure gummy bear hair would like to sponsor her,
well,
at
especially
some point.
After tonight. Did you see her hair tonight?
Hair
I'm like, has she been taking sugar bear hair?
She might have been. That might be a requirement now to go on the show.
I honestly am starting to believe so. Her hair looked amazing tonight.
Oh,
she
good.
Looked really good.
She looked so
but
good.
Were you shocked at the?
Okay, right. That was a question.
Yeah.
But so anyways, I thought at the finale, this is the first time in a long time where I've watched a finale and I'm like, these two have the odds for them.
Not against them. For them.
Yeah.
We are for them.
Like, I just truly feel like they are going to make it. Like,
yeah. We said that the whole time because I think people are going to lose their minds on her for not picking Blake. But I told her, I text her like a few days ago. I said,
you have her phone number? Can I have her phone number?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great.
Everybody want it? It's... Yeah. 818. No, I'm just kidding. But I was like, just so you know, no matter who you pick, people will shit on you for it.
Oh yeah, so true. Oh, yeah,
but like, no matter what,
it doesn't matter what you do on social media.
No.
Even if you take a shit, people will shit on you for taking a shit.
Oh, you. I mean, even more so.
Even more so.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter what you do.
Do you think Blake will now be the Bachelor?
I hope so, because he's very good looking.
Oh, you think so?
You don't think so? He's got some weird facial expressions.
Yeah, the facial expressions throw me off. I shouldn't say he's not good looking. Of course he is. They don't bring, like, you know, of course he is. But
I do like a guy with a bigger nose.
Me too.
You know, they say about a guy with a big nose.
Hammer. Big hammer. Do you know what they say about girls with small wrists?
What?
Tight vaginas.
Oh, my wrist is so huge. Must have been having a baby.
Your wrist grew
up. I'm just kidding. My wrist is so big and loose right now.
You know what? I just made it up, so you're okay.
Okay.
That's not a thing. Do they really say that about guys with big noses?
No, I don't know. Sam is laughing so hard.
Who knows? Sean does have quite a large nose. What are we laughing at? Tight vagina
Sam
stuff?
Loves the wrist one.
Yeah, you do. What kind of podcast is this? Is right?
Oh my
I don't
God,
know.
I'm laughing.
I made the right decision when I started branding this podcast to say that wine is involved.
Yeah.
You know, because then anything goes.
Yeah, totally. You can just blame it on the alcohol.
Every time. And I do.
Except for me, I can't tonight.
Well, you can. You know what? I'm. Do you feel like you're drunk when you're around me?
Yes, I do, actually. Yeah.
So
that's true.
There's
wasted.
That.
Wasted.
Blackout, actually, yes. not buzzed, blackout. What were we talking? Oh, Blake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Chris Harrison for once was right when he said...
It's hard to watch.
It's tough to watch. I was like,
he should have said awkward.
Mm-hmm. That would have been a more accurate...
It was sad.
When he was crying into the towel, I was like, is this because he's sweaty or is he crying? All the liquid was just coming out.
But I don't think people truly understand how effed up you are at that stage of the game.
No.
Like, you are so brainwashed.
Oh, you are like... this.
Not to say he doesn't love her because she's a lovable person.
But he believed truly it was him.
Yeah.
In his being. Like, and you know, all the producers were like, you're about to get engaged.
Yeah.
This is your girl for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like it f***ed you up so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing that they can, like, they're very good, those people.
Oh, well, I mean.
Cassie was my producer. Who did you have?
Pete. No, I had Bennett.
Oh, I don't know that guy. But Cassie was so manipulative, but awesome.
Is that Pete's wife?
Wife, yeah. And after the show, I was so upset with her because I'm like, how could you have manipulated me like that? And I'm like, I got so brainwashed and I didn't want anything to do with the show. And it's so funny because now we're friends and I love her to death.
I know.
And I realized she's just good at her job. Like, everybody's got a job to do.
Yeah.
And that's their job. Their job is to create ratings and to...
How long did it take you to move past the manipulation from the producers?
Like, because you were really angry for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like this year is the first time I watched the show without PTSD.
Oh, really? No, yeah. I pretty much, because who was after me? Jake? I would say maybe as soon as I got over Ed. So 2 years.
Do you feel like it was because there wasn't social media or because there's still online forums and magazines, you still felt the backlash?
I think forums are worse than just Instagram.
Yeah.
Because Instagram people are still pretty normal, but those
and
forums...
And they're still aware that you can read it. The forums are like... They're
the
nasty.
Forums are so horrible.
So you're doing Love It or List It... Kelowna.
Yeah, but the problem is, Kelowna's smaller, so it's harder to get as many people signed up for the show.
Okay.
And also, Kelowna is a place where people come in the summer to enjoy their summers. So nobody wants to move out of their house in the summer.
Oh.
Everybody wants their house renovated in the fall. But I want to get the show done, the episodes done, because I want to get as many episodes as possible.
Right.
Long story short is I still have to go to Vancouver sometimes, and I'm trying to get as many Vancouver episodes out of the way while I still have a bun in the oven before the baby comes out, because then when I have to travel with... I only get a month off.
Yeah.
So when I have to travel with the baby.
Oh my gosh. And so you only get a month off?
I only get a month off.
After you have a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that illegal?
It's not if you are a contractor or a entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I mean, I could... technically, I could fight for it and take it,
right.
But the season still would need to be finished up.
Okay.
It would need to be. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
miss whatever. I'm like, nah.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, usually I have like notes in front of me. I'm like.
What about The Bachelor?
Yeah, but no, I want to talk about everything.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, I'm also like, we only in like 30 minutes is usually what we go for. But I mean, so I just want to talk about everything because you want to drink wine on the podcast.
I know.
You must be so tired.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm not bad. Oh, yes. Okay, you go get Uncle Work. You go get him.
Yeah.
Uncle Work is single, ladies, who are listening to this. And
what's his Instagram?
Warwick Andrews? Warwick Andrews.
Are you public or profile?
Public.
Public or private? Most certainly
public. He's really cute. He's from Calgary, Alberta. He's a very good guy. Great with kids.
Oh.
Great with females. Likes the outdoors. Likes to snowmobile. Likes cars.
You know what? I'm starting.
Likes to drink beer at 9 a.m.
Oh, we did that.
Yeah, we did that.
Time,
yeah.
Last summer. What is it?
Helicopter. He can drive a helicopter.
He'd drive it. Drive a helicopter?
Or fly it, whatever.
Fly it. Okay, wait. So I'm starting this thing called the Blairette. I had this girl on. She won a contest, which, by the way, I see you're wearing a scrunchie.
Yes. I have your scrunchie here, but it was all wet from being in the pool today.
That's okay. I wear all the scrunchies.
All the scrunchies,
All the scrunchies. Scrunchie awareness 2018.
I love it.
So... oh yeah, I'm starting this thing called the Blairette. This girl won a scrunchie contest and I had her on my podcast, and she actually is single and I'm trying to do this thing. Her name's Blair. And so we're doing the Blairette.
I want to do this for Warwick.
Okay.
I want to have a contest where a bunch of girls come to the house and I do little stations and I make them go to the stations with Warwick. Yeah. And at the end I do like a mini rose ceremony. Warwick, I haven't told you about this yet.
Oh, okay.
But I want to do this because Warwick's last girlfriend that he had, he met her on like a speed dating thing. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, we should do a speed dating thing here with like some girls that follow me that like...
A speed dating thing. It was the Guinness World Record for the largest speed dating event in the world.
That's... What? It was the Guinness World Record?
On my wall, the plaque for the Guinness.
You have the Guinness World Record for the fastest speed dating? Is that what it is?
I went to the largest speed dating event.
That's insane. Okay, we'll add that to the resume.
Yes.
Here, Jill, I have an idea. You just become third on the Blairette.
Yes.
She'll send you home third. Then you become the world.
But we just give away the...
I'm trying to think of how do you match that, mix that with Bachelor. Whirler.
Why don't we just call it... I had a name for it, but I can't think of it right now. But I have a name for it. I haven't even told Warwick about this idea, but Justin and I talked about it one day. I was in the shower. I just got out of the shower. We were standing and I was like, oh, we could have different stations around the backyard. And like Warwick could see how fun the girls are. Yeah. And then you'd have like 10 different girls.
Yeah.
But they would have to apply through my Instagram. And then we'd pick one of them in the end.
That's a really great idea.
Like, Cleo, write this idea down.
Quick break to talk about used cars and useful car tips. You might not be aware of them, but you probably have because I talk about them on my podcast a lot. But a coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car will improve gas mileage, and you can place your key fob under your chin to increase its range. Try it out. See for yourself. Here's another tip you might not know about. True Car also helps people get used cars. That's right. True Car isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you will enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used, which is what everybody basically wants when they're buying a car. And with True Car, users can see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster car buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Great therapy.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Do you see the deals on these brands?
Of course you can't. This is a podcast.
But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love.
We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey guys, if you like my show, you're going to love The Good Life with Stevie and Suzanne. Join them each week as they inspire minds, captivate listeners, and have powerful conversation with people who are making an impact in the world. From major celebrities to everyday people, they will motivate you to live the good life. Listen free each week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. In honor of self-improvement, you may also like The Dr. Drew Show, The Jordan Harbinger Show, or Revenge of the Jocks, only on Podcast One.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Who doesn't like a game of Would You Rather?
I like a good game of Would You Rather.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Everybody feel free to join in on this if you'd like.
Okay.
Would you rather lose all of your money and valuables or all of the pictures you've ever taken?
I mean, I think the pictures are fine.
Like you could lose that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just make new ones.
Yeah, I just make...
And you're like, you probably just Google some photos and you'll find...
But let's just say all the photos are totally gone. Oh goodness. I mean, the money and valuables, that's pretty, that's like all of a sudden I've got nothing. I'm living out in the street, but I have like a suitcase full of pictures. Like, I just think the pictures are going to be fine. Like, I have a brain, true. I have a memory. That's true. I'll be fine.
That's very logical.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's very, I would have like tried to be like the hero and said the other way, but you're right.
Like, what am I going to build a house out of my photographs? Like 4x6 glossies? No.
If anyone could, you could, Jill.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you.
If anyone could. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
My own future.
Yeah, that's a stupid
care.
Question.
I don't care about anybody else.
That was stupid. I immediately regret asking that one.
Okay, so would you rather?
Would you rather be famous when you are alive and forgotten when you die, or unknown when you're alive but famous after you die?
Famous Whoa. After I die.
Me too.
Yeah.
Legacy lives on.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
This is out of my own brain. Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do, or get away with something horrible that you did but always live in fear of being caught?
Oh, I mean, at this point in my life, this sounds really horrible, but I don't want to go to jail. I'm raising some kids.
Yeah.
I'd rather just pray to God that I never got caught and be able to just be a good mom.
If
I think, I don't know.
If you were going to get arrested and nobody knew what it was for, what would they assume?
Oh my God.
Peeing in public?
Oh, that's it. Okay, I was about to go dark. Murdering my fiance.
Okay, murder it is.
No. What would I go to jail for? Yeah, probably indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I would never murder somebody, but I would run around the town naked.
Yeah.
I don't like wearing clothes, especially when you're like 8 months pregnant. Oh, it's so
clothes
annoying.
Clothes are the worst.
They're the worst.
Yeah. I even feel like things taste better without pants on.
It's true.
I know. Would you rather live in the wilderness far from civilization or live on the streets of a city as a homeless person?
Oh my God. I would love to live in the wilderness right now.
Me too. Anytime. I'm like, that sounds glorious, actually.
I don't leave my house already.
I'm so with you. I love staying home.
Go hermit.
Would you rather live your entire life in a virtual reality where all your wishes are granted, or in the real world?
Oh, the real world. All my wishes are already granted. Oh, it's kind of true.
Single tear.
Except for I wish I could drink.
Yeah, but you will be able to soon. Yeah,
eventually.
This is just temporary. Would you rather never use social media sites/apps again, or never watch another movie or TV show?
I don't watch TV anyways.
I asked the wrong person.
Yeah.
That was, I could barely
get through the episode of The Bachelor. I did it for you, Caitlin.
Okay, this is my question. I always like to ask people this. Okay. If there was an envelope sitting in front of you saying the day that you would die, would you open it?
No.
Me either.
No.
What
terrifying.
About everybody else in the room? No.
You know what? That's such a...
Some people say yes. Some people want to know.
Do you know, this is so horrible. There's an app out there. I downloaded it once as a joke. There's an app out there and you can put in like when you were born and all the like what kind of food you eat and what kind of stuff you drink, how often you drink, where you were born, all this kind of stuff. And it's called like the Grim Reaper.
Oh.
It's like, I think that's what the app is called. And anyways, you go enter and then it's like calculating.
You did that?
And it says like, this is the day you're going to die. And I think for me, it said it would be like 79 or something like that.
Oh, that ain't a bad age to go.
But it counted it down. You could go every day and like see how much longer you had to live, and I was like, okay,
no totally way.
Yeah,
what if it said like, I mean, you know what,
yeah,
I would like to know anybody
I
who got that
ages ago. It was like years ago, and I was
hope
like,
that
is
app
this.
Doesn't exist anymore.
I'm sure it does. There's a lot of weird stuff out there. This is not Jillian. This is Sam. Okay, ready?
Okay.
This is the best would you rather ever. Everybody's gonna throw up. This is really disgusting. You ready for it? Go.
Would you rather sleep with Justin's body and your dad's head or your dad's body and Justin's head?
You should be asking Caitlin this. I've already answered. This is for Caitlin. This is the host. You have to answer.
Sean's body and your dad's head.
My dad's head?
Yes.
And Sean's body?
Yeah.
That's like a match made in heaven. I love my dad's face. I love Sean's body. Or Sean's body.
Sean's
and
body with your dad's head on it.
Ugh. I would rather.
Oh, Dad!
Oh my God, thank God my dad doesn't listen to my podcast. I would rather Sean's face.
Yeah.
My dad's got a pretty decent body. He was a hockey player his whole life.
Yeah.
Put a paper bag on Sean or on your dad's face or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't have to look at the body. I can just look at Sean's face.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's your answer, ladies and gentlemen.
You are a sick motherfucker. I'm worried about you.
I know, me too.
I mean, these are always supposed to be grape therapies, always supposed to be a bachelorette recap. But I'm like, I mean, what is there to say? She didn't pick Blake. He's probably going to be the bachelor. Tears were shed. They addressed the social media thing that he did.
Yeah. Ooh,
I was surprised they addressed that again.
Yeah. And especially since once you bring something like that up again, it just, like, people have such short term memories. People. Yeah. So they get over it. And then also, I'm like, oh, yeah, he did this.
Yeah. He's going to, they're going to get it tonight. Yeah. I just hope they know that they're going to get
gonna
it.
She's going to get it tonight, though.
Yeah. She's like, you know, man, help. Help. She's going to get it twice. that's like, they're on a plane right now to Good Morning America. But the trick is, you get flown first class to Good Morning America. Everybody's sleeping. It's an overnight flight. You do a little spoon. You join the Mile High Club.
Oh, did you get to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I was on Good Morning America.
Yeah, I did.
I was on Good Morning America, like via satellite.
Yeah.
To let everybody know that the guy that I chose was a serial cheater.
Oh.
That was my account.
You know what, though? At least you weren't the serial cheater.
That's true. Yeah. No, I'm the opposite. I'm like, no.
Yeah. She's like, no.
I got a nice little situation.
Quite committed, actually. Yeah, two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had some toast this morning instead of your cereal. So you are a
cereal cheater.
You know what? Your comedic timing was impeccable there.
Yes.
Good for you. Do you have a joke, Jill?
Why do squirrels swim on their backs?
Why?
To keep their nuts dry.
Nut jokes.
That's literally my only joke and my favorite joke, and it came from my father.
Oh, I like it.
But actually, you want to hear a funny story? Because I'm not wearing underwear this summer at all. Oh. So I'm wearing a t-shirt, like a long t-shirt for pajamas. Mm-hmm. And we go outside. It's first thing in the morning. I sit on the swing with my coffee, and I'm like, oh, and Justin was like, what? I'm like, it actually feels so good sitting on the swing because I'm just so hot right now and my vagina is touching the swing and it's nice and cold.
Yeah.
And Justin's like, you mean your guys' vagina hits the ground when you sit down? I'm like, well, it doesn't hit the ground. It doesn't hit the ground, but yeah, it touches whatever we're sitting on. So, yeah. He's like, can I see? Oh, like, yeah. So I just showed him. Yeah. He's like, I can't believe you. I always thought it sat a bit higher. Like, I thought it sat higher. And I'm like, no, this is where it sits. It sits on the ground. And he's like, I will never look at another woman sitting the same ever again. Oh God. I'm like, yeah. So every time I sit, he's like, it's touching right now. I'm like, it's touching.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, here it is. It's touching right now. Does that do anything for you?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I told that story sober.
Hey, anything goes on grape therapy.
Oh, God.
I was trying to think of my joke. You know what my dad, I'm going to end this with a dad joke that my dad told me. He said, why is light beer like making love in a canoe?
Why?
Because they're both close to water.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great joke.
That's my dad's favorite joke.
Oh, that's a great joke.
Yeah.
Aww.
And you can...
How old were you when you first said that, though?
No idea. I feel like it's his go-to, though. Like, oh, it's, yeah.
I feel like your dad would swear a lot around you when you were a kid.
My dad? Oh, no, sir.
No.
No. He was like an angel of a man.
How did you turn out this way?
I'm not sure. My mom.
Your mom.
My mom, yeah. That's what it was.
My mom didn't swear. Oh, yeah. My parents both swore a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom didn't swear as much as my dad did, but then, yeah, then they switched. Yeah.
My last question for you is, will you please make sure we get top two on the podcast again?
I hope that Justin just helped us with his vagina knowledge.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the teasers.
Yeah.
So we will, we'll really tease this one.
Oh my God.
We'll be like, you guys, we get so deep into the Bachelorette recap and then we're just like talking about vaginas the whole time and people are just waiting for it.
If it doesn't get top two this time, I promise it will back in October when I can drink again.
As soon as you have that baby,
yes,
I'm coming back with 8 bottles of wine.
Ooh, baby. And one bottle of tequila.
And we are gonna
and a babysitter.
And we are going to get ratings. I'm gonna brainwash you so hard.
We literally did top 2 podcasts like overall in the world last time.
It was quite impressive.
Yeah. I couldn't even listen to it though. I can't listen to my own voice.
Why? You have quite a Canadian accent.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, but yeah. I love it.
It's just raspy and annoying.
No, I see. I really like raspy, though. People like raspy.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just one of those weirdos that loves the sound of my own voice. And that's why I keep looking down and I'm like, Caitlin, stop the podcast. But I just love the sound of my own voice.
Ladies and gentlemen. Soothing. But we'll do this again this summer before you leave.
Okay.
Because you're here for another month.
Why don't you sign us off and say your session is now ending?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the Caitlin and Jill podcast. Wait.
Also plug yourself. Like, where can people find you?
Oh, people can find me in bed, hopefully, by 6 p.m. please do not ring the doorbell.
Nice.
Or Jillian.Harris on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's probably the easiest. Website's JillianHarris.com. I'm much more filtered over there. So if you're looking for vagina stories that won't be where you find them, you'll just have to wait until I come back here on Caitlin's podcast.
It's all about the vaginas on this podcast.
And I won't associate myself with anybody else because they'll probably get angry with me. So,
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
I will say your Instagram, somebody was talking about it on the dock of my parents' place 2 nights ago. And they're like, we love Jillian Harris. Her feed is just so stunning, but she is so real on her stories. And I was like, yes, I know. It's the best. And then they're like, oh, we just love her. I'm like, yeah, I'll see her on Monday. I'll tell you something. And they're like, oh my God. They had no idea who I was.
Really?
No idea.
Oh, well, you're the best. Everything.
You're the real Canadian hero here.
That's not true. That's not true.
Okay, sign us off. Say
session
is now ending.
Wait, where were we when we went somewhere in public and everybody wanted your picture but nobody knew who I was?
That's a load of BS.
Where was that?
Quailsgate? Everybody wanted yours.
No. Or was that just a nightmare I had?
Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
Oh, but that was fresh off the show.
That's true.
And we were also in Canada and people definitely wanted yours. No. We drank a lot that night.
Yeah, we did. When Caitlin and I went to Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. We had a time.
That was fun. Okay, I'm signing off. Okay. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
No, you're supposed to say.
What do I say?
Your session is now ending.
Oh, my session is now ending.
Your session.
Oh, my session.
No.
Your
session is now ending.
Your session is now ending.
For listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Sponsor review for this Thursday's Grape Therapy, TrueCar. Visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecova store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.